Welcome to this demonstration of the new Magic Keyboard with Numeric Keypad, and I'm doing this demo in the first week of July 2017. The Magic Keyboard with Numeric Keypad has been out for several weeks or more, and I thought it was about time I actually did a demo of it, because besides replacing the old USB QWERTY keyboard with Numeric Keypad, which no longer exists, of course, the new keyboard does lightning to USB, so you can plug it into your Mac or anything else for that matter requiring a USB keyboard. And it also does Bluetooth. So I'm going to show you that in this demonstration. And what I'll also do is just remind you what the older keyboard looked like or felt like. And we'll go through the layout of both of them because they're both exactly the same. And then I'll go through a physical description of the old and new keyboard, just to remind you. And just as a bit of an added benefit for this demo, I also got my hands on a Magic Trackpad 2, which is the new Magic Trackpad, which has been out for quite a reasonable amount of time. I've only just required one. So I thought I'd finish off the demo with just talking about that new one. And I'll actually connect it up to my MacBook Pro here as well. As you may remember, or maybe not, the full-size USB keyboard with Numeric Keypad. Now remember I said the Magic Keyboard with Numeric Keypad is exactly the same. You had your full-size QWERTY keyboard with the function keys going across the top. That was the main keyboard. And then over to the right-hand side, between the main keyboard and the Numeric Keypad, you had down the bottom in the middle an inverted T, which of course is your up, down, left and right arrows. And then above that, you had a group of nine keys, three rows of three keys each, the top row extra function keys. And then to the right-hand side of that, you had a full-size Numeric Keypad. And the other thing about the old USB keyboard with Numeric Keypad was that at the back of it, going along the back edge on the bottom, you had ports for USB on the left and right-hand side. And of course, sticking out in the middle, you had a USB cable that you plugged into your Mac or your PC, or sometimes what I do even now is plug this keyboard into my Xbox. And of course, the keyboard was made of metal, okay? And the keys were very, very nice to type on. It was a beautiful keyboard to type on. And I'm still very pleased that this one's still going even after all this time. Now, with the new one, which is practically the same size as the older one. So I'm talking now about the Magic Keyboard with Numeric Keypad, i.e. lightning to USB and the fact that it's Bluetooth. The real difference that you'll actually feel is that the function keys and or all the keys on the keyboard itself feel exactly the same. So on the older keyboard, the function keys had a very smooth feel to them at the top. And of course, the rest of the keyboard with the general key layout felt the same. And then, as I said, on the older keyboard and of course the new one, the distance between the main keyboard and the Numeric Keypad is slightly more squashed together, if you like. So between my left arrow and the bottom key of the keyboard of the main keyboard, it's slightly less distance. And of course with the right arrow, there's a little bit less distance between the start of the Numeric Keypad on the bottom. But besides that, it's practically exactly the same. It's also a lot lighter, and it's plastic casing around it. Of course, at the back, right smack in the middle, you have the lightning connector cable port. And unlike the wired USB cable, the old one, you can actually pull this cable out and plug it back in again, which I'm about to do because I pulled it out too far. Okay, back in. And then, of course, over on the right-hand side, on the back edge, you've got a slide switch to turn the keyboard on and off. Of course, if you're using Bluetooth, you can save the internal battery in the keyboard if you don't want it just sitting on standby on Bluetooth. And, of course, you flick it to the right to turn it on and flick it back to the left, or slide it back to the left to turn it off. All right, so I'm just going to put this old US keyboard aside. Pop it over there. All right. So I've got my Mac running here. Let me just go to Finder.
Desktop group.
Now I'm just going to turn the keyboard on with the slide switch at the back right hand side, flick it to the right. And I'm going to take the USB cable. And because I'm using my MacBook Pro with Touch Bar here, I've got to plug it into my USB-C to USB 1 adapter. I'm just going to plug that in now.
Notification Center, Magic Keyboard.
Okay, Notification Center, Magic Keyboard. Let me read it with the voiceover cursor.
Done, button, image. Your keyboard is wirelessly paired with this Mac. Settings, button.
Okay, your keyboard is wirelessly paired with this Mac. Here at the top.
Magic Keyboard.
Come to the right.
Done, button.
And select done.
Application.
Okay, so now if I come to my Magic Finder, Keyboard with numeric
window,
keypad.
List view, table.
Thank you, VoiceOver. And let's say I'm not used to this keyboard. I can put VoiceOver in VoiceOver keyboard mode. Just to orientate you, of course, to the left-hand side of the spacebar, we have Control, Option, and Command. The VoiceOver keys are Control and Option together, referred to as the VR keys. So I'm going to press VRK or Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
So I'm going to press the top left hand key on the function mode, which of course should be the escape key. I'm pressing that now.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
Which it is, so VRK, Control Option K, go back into keyboard help.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names.
Now because I haven't changed the hardware or software function keys at the moment, I need to press the FN key to force the function keys to talk out. Now to find the FN key, I'm going to come to that group of nine keys above the cursor cross, and I'm going to press the middle key on the left-hand side in the middle row.
FN.
And that's my FN key. So if I hold down the FN key,
FN.
And press F1.
F1.
Now it says the function keys for me.
F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, F8, F9, F1, 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 2, eject.
Okay, and that was the full length for the function key row above my main keyboard. And then if I come to the function key row, those group of nine keys.
F1, 3.
Because this is part of, this is the first row of the group of nine.
F1, 3, F1, 4, F1, 5.
Okay, and now I'm going to release the FN key. All right, so next the FN key, so in the middle of the group of nine.
Home.
That's home. Key below it.
End.
Is end. If I go to the right-hand side of the second row.
Page up.
Page up, and of course underneath it.
Page down.
Page down. And the bottom left-hand side of the group of nine. So the third row down the left-hand side, of course, is.
Forward delete.
Forward delete. Below the group of nine keys, we've got up.
Up arrow.
Down arrow.
Down arrow.
Left.
Left arrow.
And right arrow.
Right arrow.
Okay. And then if we come to the numeric keypad on the right-hand side of the keyboard, top row is?
F1, 6, F1, 7, F1, 8, F1, 9.
Okay, some more function keys. Next row down.
Clear.
Clear.
Equals.
Equals.
Slash.
Slash.
Star.
Star. Next row down.
7, 8, 9, hyphen, hyphen.
And next row down.
4.
4.
5.
5, of course, with a dot on it.
6.
6.
Plus.
Plus. Next row down.
1, 1 2, 2, 3. 3.
And a long key
enter.
Is enter. And the bottom row, which is a long key horizontal.
Zero.
Zero. Next one.
Period.
Period. And then, of course, the
enter.
Enter key again. So that's the whole main keyboard. So just let me just press escape,
escape
on the keyboard.
Stopping keyboard help.
And I'm going to put myself in keyboard commander mode. So that's actually VO or control option and the clear key. And the clear key, if you can't remember, is on the second row on the left-hand side of the numeric keypad.
Numpad commander on.
So it says numpad commander on. We now do VR control option K again. And also keep in mind that I haven't mentioned this yet, there are dots on the F and the J, like on all Mac keyboards.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
Okay, so if I now press 7.
7. Stop interacting with item. Stops interacting with item. Focus voiceover cursor out to inspect surrounding items.
So I get the voiceover numpad commander keys on here as well. If I press 9.
9. Start interacting with item. Further inspection inside the item. Start allows keyboard control.
Item. Press 8.
8. Move up. Moves the voiceover cursor up.
And 4.
4. Move left. Moves the voiceover cursor left.
6.
6. Move right. Moves the voiceover cursor right.
And 2.
2. Move down. Moves the voiceover cursor down.
And 5.
5. Perform action for item. Performs the default action on the item in the voiceover cursor.
Of course, which is perform action, which of course is VO spacebar control option spacebar. Now, let me just say this because I did get caught out when I did that demo of the YourType keyboard because I just assumed that because the main numeric keypad worked with a voiceover numpad commander that everything was fine and it wasn't. So with this particular one, it definitely does work with a voiceover numpad or numeric keyboard commander without any problem at all. So if I hold down the command key.
Command.
And press 4.
4. Read previous line. Reads the line before the voiceover cursor.
Okay, read previous line, reads the line before the voiceover cursor. 5.
5. Read next line, reads the line after the voiceover cursor.
Okay, if I press 7.
7. Read previous word, reads the word before the voiceover cursor.
And 8.
8. Read next word, reads the word after the voiceover cursor.
And clear.
Escape. Read previous sentence, reads the sentence before the voiceover cursor.
And if I come down and press 1.
1. Read previous character, reads the character before the voiceover cursor.
And 2.
2. Read next character, reads the character after the voiceover cursor.
Okay, now just because I'm a suspicious person, I don't want to make the same mistake twice. I'm just going to press the escape key on the main keyboard.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
Let me just see who I'm sitting on.
Dropbox alias.
That'll do. If I interact with the label for my Dropbox alias.
Interact with the title of alias.
And now I hold down the command key and press 2. We should go forward character by character.
D R O P B O X A L I A.
Which we do.
Yes.
And go back with command key plus 1.
A R L S X O B P O R D.
Beautiful. So it definitely does work with the modifier keys, with the numpad or numeric keyboard command for voiceover as well. So I'm just going to uninteract.
Stop interacting with the title of alias.
All right. Now, the really cool thing about this keyboard, since I've now connected it via the lightning cable via USB, if I go to my extras menu, so I'm going to do VOM option on the main keyboard.
Menu extras, Bluetooth, menu extra.
And what I've done in Bluetooth settings on my MacBook Pro Touchpad here, I've actually added Bluetooth to the extras menu or the status menu. So if I pull it down.
Status menus, Bluetooth menu, 10 items.
And come down.
Bluetooth, on, dim, turn Bluetooth off. Devices, dimmed. Cams Beat Solo 3, David Woodbridge's keyboard, submenu.
That's the USB keyboard that I just plugged in. Because I plugged it in via the lightning cable, it's automatically connected it via Bluetooth. Okay, so I'm going to press escape.
Finder.
Turn off the keyboard. So we can be nice and accurate. Take the lightning cable out. And let me just make sure it's off. It is. So I'll turn it back on again. Side switch at the back right-hand side to the right. And then, if I hit my caps lock key a few times.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
There we go. That's me completely going to my Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad via Bluetooth. Now let me just go back into that Dropbox alias again.
Interact with the title of alias.
And let me make sure that command modify key is still working even though we're now on Bluetooth. So I don't know the command key and press 2.
D-R-O-P-B-O-X-A-L-I-A-S.
Beautiful. And command number 1.
S-A-I-L-A-S-A-X-O-B-P-O-R-D.
Very nice. And then to uninteract, I should be able to just press 7 on the numeric keypad.
Stop interacting with the title of alias.
Beautiful. So that works really nicely. All right, so I'm going to try this keyboard now on my iPhone. So for the moment, I'm just going to turn off Bluetooth on my Mac.
Menu extras, Bluetooth, menu extra. Turn Bluetooth off.
And hit enter.
Finder.
Let me just do a little test here. I'm just going to leave the keyboard turned on. I'm going to plug back in my lightning cable. Of course, this is going to work, but I'm just going to be pedantic about it. And I press my caps lock key.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
Yep, and we're back via USB via lightning connection back to my MacBook Pro Touch Bar. Beautiful. All right, so let me just turn the keyboard off, take the lightning cable out, put it back on the table, and let me just go and grab my iPhone. All right, so I've got my iPhone here. Let me just turn the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad on again. Okay, so that's now on in Bluetooth. So if I now ask Siri, open settings for Bluetooth.
Let's take a look at a Bluetooth setting.
Okay, so let's click
setting,
down.
Bluetooth, Bluetooth, now discoverable as my devices, Beats Pill, more info, Beats Pill Plus, more info, Cams Beats Solo, more info, charge 2, more info, David's second AirPods, more, charge 2, connected,
charge 2, button. That's my Fitbit,
more info, David's second AirPods, more info, David's AirPods first, more info, other devices, in progress, David Woodbridge's keyboard, button.
And there's David Woodbridge's keyboard wanting to be connected, so double tap on that.
David Woodbridge's keyboard, connecting. Bluetooth on.
And if I flick through.
Bluetooth now discoverable as my device. Beats Pill. More info. Beats Pill Plus. More info. Cams Beats Solo. More info. Charge 2. More info. David Woodbridge's keyboard. Connected. Button.
And there it is. David Woodbridge's keyboard connected. So let me just press the caps lock key on the keyboard.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
Beautiful. All right. So if I now press the keys on the numeric keypad, nothing should happen, which is perfectly correct. And if I do left and right arrow keys on the middle of the keyboard, remember.
More info. Quick nav off. Quick nav on. Quick nav off. Quick nav on. Quick nav off.
That works beautifully. And then, of course, our good old VO right arrow control option right arrow.
David Woodbridge's keyboard. More info. Button.
And actions back available. To left with VO left arrow.
David Woodbridge. More info. Charge 2. Connected.
And VO control option H for
David
home.
Woodbridge's keyboard. Messages. Double tap to open. Actions available.
Beautiful. So that works all very nicely. If I go and find phone, so I'm going to do VR option F for phone.
Enter search text.
Type in phone.
Doc. Phone.
And activate that.
Selected. Phone. All. Button.
And if I just turn quick nav on.
Quick nav on.
And do control down arrow.
Voicemail. Tab. 5 of 5.
Back to left for VR left arrow.
Keypad. Tab. 4 of 5.
Keypad. And if I type on now on numeric keypad, we can do number entry, of course. So I'm going to do 9.
9.
And then 3, 3.
3, 3.
And then 4. Let me just press home to come out.
Doc, phone. Double tap to open.
All right, so as you can see, the keyboard works really nicely. Now, one thing I do like about this setup is if I now grab my Lightning to USB, which is still plugged into my Mac, and plug it into the Lightning port in the back of the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad. Now I hit the caps lock key.
The Mac caps lock on.
That's my Mac talking. And if I pull the Lightning cable back out again, and hit the caps lock key, I should be able to reconnect back to my iPhone.
Doc, phone.
Yep, and there we go.
Double page 2 of 3.
I'm now back to my iPhone. And of course, the reason why that worked also is because I've actually got Bluetooth now at the moment turned off on my Mac. If I didn't have that turned off and it was on, I was assuming there'd be a bit of fighting going on between which device connected first, either the Mac or the iPhone, because they would have connected via Bluetooth. So that's very, very cool, and that's the way I tend to be using it at the moment. I have the Lightning cable for the Mac if I want to use the keyboard, the full-size keyboard, and then I just have it Bluetooth normally onto my iPhone, so I can just pull the cable out if I wish and use it on either one, i.e. USB or Bluetooth, and I may can have multiple devices on one keyboard. All right, so let me just unplug my phone and I pop it over there, and I'm going to turn the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad off, pop it down. And I said I'd finish off by just showing you, or just quickly demoing, the new Magic Trackpad 2. And of course, this is the bigger sized Magic Trackpad. And this is the one where if you press the trackpad when it's actually not on, it doesn't move because it's actually using haptic vibration to fool you that you're actually pressing on a glass surface without it actually moving. And of course, similar to the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad, at the back of it, you've got a Lightning cable. And on the right-hand side, again, at the back, you've got a slide switch. Left is off, right is on. So if I turn the Magic Trackpad 2 on, and then grab my Lightning cable here, and plug it into the Lightning port on the back of, and we didn't get any notification this time, that was interesting. Hold down my Control and Option keys, the VR keys on my laptop, and do a two-finger rotate.
Trackpad Commander on.
So it's definitely on, so it just didn't give us any notification. All right, so this time, let me go to the Extras menu in Bluetooth and see if it's also paired, which it should have, via Bluetooth as well. So I'm going to go to the Extras menu by doing VOM or Control Option M twice.
Menu Extras, Bluetooth, Menu Extra, press Bluetooth, Menu Extra, Bluetooth, turn Bluetooth, open Bluetooth preferences, ellipses, turn Bluetooth on.
Ah, that was my mistake. I actually remember I turned Bluetooth off, so...
Finder item, image, find notification center. Magic Trackpad 2.
Let's go to the right.
Done. Button. Image. Your trackpad is wirelessly paired with this Mac.
There we go. Your trackpad is now wirelessly connected to your Mac. So that's good. So I'm just going to go back.
Image. Done. Button.
Choose done.
Application.
All right. So now that I've actually got Bluetooth turned on again, let me go to the Extras menu.
Menu bar. Menu Extras. Bluetooth. Menu.
Now
press
I can pull
Bluetooth.
It down.
Bluetooth. Turn Bluetooth off. Devices. Cams Beat Solo. David Woodbridge's keyboard. Submenu. David's. 2. ND AirPods. David's AirPods, 1. System Administrator's Trackpad, Submenu.
Oh, System Administrator's Trackpad, that's interesting. Oh, I know where that's come from. That's actually come from the fact that I was testing a Mac Mini last week, and that obviously must have been the name of the Mac that I was testing it on.
Send file to device.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It'll do for the moment. All right, so let's do the good old test. Let me take the Lightning cable out. Okay, so now we should be on Bluetooth. So if I do Control Option and two finger counterclockwise rotate.
Trackpad Commander is already off.
Good. Oh, it's already off. Okay, let me do a two finger clockwise rotate with the Control Option keys held down, VR keys.
Trackpad Commander on.
Beautiful. And let me just see if it's all well. I'm going to do a two finger double tap at the top of the trackpad.
Menu bar, Apple.
And flip to the right.
Finder, File, Edit, View, Go, Window.
Beautiful.
Help.
Finger scrubbing. If I do a two finger double tap at the bottom of the trackpad.
System Preferences, 20 of 28. App Store, iBooks, 18 of 28.
Now I'm flicking to the left.
iTunes, Keynote,
beautiful.
16 of 28.
Two-finger scrub again. Finder. And if I do a two-finger double tap on the left-hand side of the trackpad.
Application chooser menu, four items.
I brought up the application chooser, two-finger scrubbing
dimmed, in. Close button.
And two-finger double tap on the right-hand side of the trackpad.
Window chooser menu, four items.
And I brought up the window chooser and two-finger scrub.
Dimmed, close button.
And that's it. So that's also working beautifully well. And the fact, again, with both the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad and the Magic Trackpad 2, the fact that once you've plugged it in via the Lightning cable, it also pairs it or wirelessly connects it to your Mac as well. So that completes my demonstration of both the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad and the Magic Trackpad 2, both of which you can connect via a Lightning cable to your Mac and have them both connected via USB and or Bluetooth automatically. The fact that you've got a side switch on both of them, left is off, right is on. They've both got an internal rechargeable battery. And the fact that, of course, with the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad, the fact that I can use it on my iPhone with VoiceOver via Bluetooth and just switch between my Mac and the iPhone if I'm using the keyboard via USB or the iPhone on Bluetooth. Before I finish, I forgot to actually say what came in the box for both the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad and the Magic Trackpad 2. So basically what you get in the box is the keyboard or the trackpad, a lightning cable, and some quick start getting started guides. So that's what you get in the box. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.